Well, good morning, everyone, and I want to thank you for attending this morning's press conference. I know that many of you question my delay in responding the recent incident, but my daughter's birthday was last Saturday, and we had a planned out-of-town trip to help celebrate the occasion. And at the end of the day, family should always come first. So I thank you for your patience. We're here this morning due to my former staff member, James Stevens, who secretly recorded a confidential and routine staff meeting back on May 21st. I say confidential because, like all my staff members, James' employment contract has a confidentiality clause. And really, for reasons unknown to me, James held the recording for nearly 3 months and never once told me that he was uncomfortable with my staff meeting discussion. As a matter of fact, he requested to become a full-time employee, which I agreed to. In addition to discussing constituents' concerns, my staff meetings also serve as a brainstorming sessions where we can discuss a variety of issues with independent views. My expectation, as well as my staff, that I will be safe and free to express our personal opinions and thoughts. Part of the May 21st meeting was to address the City Council request regarding the possible ordinance on non-discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity. At that time, we did not have a draft ordinance. We were only speculating what the direction of the ordinance could go. I know that many people find the comments made in the meeting offensive, but again, it was a confidential meeting set in the privacy of my office where none of us are supposed to worry about what we say. These meetings have been and will always be a free zone. Many of the comments reported in the newspaper have been taken out of context. An example is the word disgusting. I made that comment in reaction to pedophilia and bestiality. And quite frankly, I still find those behaviors disgusting. There are additional comments you are aware of that reflect my belief system. My belief system is mine, and it is not meant that I would like to impose those beliefs onto anyone else. Even though the LGBT community and I do not share the same views, I respect and support their personal freedoms and right to their lifestyle. I will, however, not change my own values or beliefs for political gain or survival. And I will not expect that of anyone else. I stand firm in my right to have my private views in a private conversation. I govern from fairness because one of the basic tenets of our democracy is the guarantee of right to live in any manner unless it poses a threat to an individual or society at large. Any opinion I hold is surely superseded by this fundamental principle. Political correctness will not win this day. Standing firm as an individual in service to the whole community does. I stand strong in my First Amendment right to freedom of speech and our right to privacy. And as an immigrant, I consider this the greatest privilege of being a U.S. citizen. So thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Teresa, do you plan to recuse yourself from the vote on the non-discrimination?
Excuse me, we'll be selecting.
The answer is no, but I will take a few questions, and I do have other meetings to go to. So the answer is no.
Why do you oppose the NDO?
I never said that I oppose anything. The ordinance, the final draft of ordinance has not come out yet. We have not seen the final version. We will have the opportunity in a B session to discuss that. As a matter of fact, I should remind everyone that that particular ordinance has not formally been presented at the public forum, where none of our council members have been able to discuss as a group. Okay, I'll take some questions over here. At the end of the day, I think the question, the reason why we're here today is, does anybody else are entitled to their own personal views and opinions? Even though we may or may not agree with each other. My beliefs, my views are mine. I do not oppose that. I do not impose that on anybody else. I'm not asking anybody to agree with me. So my question is, all this pressure for me to agree, I simply don't understand.
Do you think gays are disgusting?
I'm going to try to be balanced so that everybody has the opportunity to ask questions, okay? Corey?
What informs your opinion on the LGBT community? Is this coming from a cultural place, a religious place? Where are your opinions formed on what you think about the LGBT community?
Well, I think just like anybody else, we are brought up by our value system from parents. We are brought up based on our experiences, our education, and that's how we form our worldview. I think it's important for me to emphasize that I like everybody. I believe everybody has fundamentally good hearts, and that's the reason why I still don't understand what Mr. James Stevens did.
Okay.
I'm gonna be fair to people's questions.
This disorder people are masterpiece from God, but disgusting translates into abomination. That's his law, and that's a problem because we have left God out of everything. And this is a main problem. It is disgusting because he translated to abomination. Thank you for saying that.
Councilwoman, do you feel like the criticism you have received has come from within your district, or has it come outside of your district, or maybe outside of the state?
To be quite honest, I don't know, but I know that I was elected nearly 80%. Just 3 months ago in my city council re-election. I know that I have a good support for my district. Thank you very much.
That will conclude the questions that we're taking. We'd like to thank you all for coming. We really do appreciate the opportunity to tell our side of the story. For interested media outlets, I do have a small press kit that contains a copy of the speech that the councilwoman just delivered. And with that said, we'll conclude the press conference. And once again, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.